Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many people, bless their hearts, are calling it faith, but they're just pretending. What is pretending? Pretending is not truth. So how could it be faith? Is there any deception involved in faith? Is there any falseness or pretense involved in faith? Could be none. Not the faith of God. But people play. People pretend. No. Faith, and you know, y'all got quiet on that one. People say, well, the Bible said, you know, calling the things as though they're not. No, it didn't. Calling the things that be not. As though they were. Well, same thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. But people have gotten confused on that point, haven't they? And you know, that's why some doctors think they have problems with folks like me that preach healing. Because they have, you know, people that believe in healing will go to them and want them to give them an examination and help them. But then they won't tell them anything's wrong. And so the doctors examine them and poking, and they poke and they go, oh, that hurts. No, I have no pain. In Jesus' name. What? No, I can't say that. Have no pain. Have no pain in Jesus' name. What did the Bible say to deny the pain?
No, sir.
Hmm? Did it?
No.
Did it? A lot of people think it did. It did not. In fact, turn there right now. Turn to Romans 4. Let's go to the scripture. Read it. What does it say and what does it not say? Anybody remember this?
Yes.
Romans 4. What does faith do? What is it? Verse 17? Romans 4, 17. He said, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. And God does what? Calls those things that be as though they're not. That's not what it said. He does what? Calls those things that what?
Be not.
We're talking about something that's not, as opposed to something that is. God's a creator. He calls things into existence that were not there. And if you take that and twist it around, then you're denying something that is in existence and calling it faith. And the Lord never told you to do that. That's why so much confusion has erupted in so-called faith circles, this kind of thing. Somebody's 3 months behind on paying their bills and the creditor calls. And they say, no, I have no bills in Jesus' name. Rundai shundai unto my bowtie. And pray in tongues. People think they're spiritual. And they're immature babies trying to play with spiritual principles. Don't even know what they're doing. Do we need to grow up?
Yes.
Hmm? First of all, you should have called them before they had an opportunity to call you. And acknowledge and admit you're late. And apologize for it. And tell them that you did not intend for this to be this way. And that you just didn't have it. You don't have it in hand. So people won't even say that. Well, I can't say I don't have it because I have it. Well, if you have it, won't you pay the man? Well, I have it. He wants to see the green. If it's faith, it's real. There's no pretending. There's no playing. People stick their head in the sand. The doctor tell them, you got a growth. So they just want to pretend I have no growth. And they want to go around and say all day and night, I have no growth. I have no growth. Did the Lord tell you to do that?
No.
He didn't tell you to do that. That you pretending, that you trying to play, that you trying to ignore. What did He tell you to do? If there's something there that shouldn't be there. If there's a mountain in your way. What did He tell you to do? Speak to that thing and command that thing to be removed. Well, what if there's something not there that you need to be there? Strength, healing. Then there's something that's not there, call that. Call it. I mean, if the dog's not there and you want to feed him, what do you do?
Call
him. Spot. Lassie. Huh? Fluffy. You know, I found out something this week. Fluffy had friends. The Bible said that he brought of the first fruits. And you look at other scriptures, it talks about multiple ones that he brought. So there was Fluffy and Poofy and Ritzy. There was more than one. But whatever is not there, that's the thing he says, call into being. Which is a completely different thing than looking something in the face and saying, you're not here.
Right.
Now see, there are other religions that do that. And some of them call themselves Christians. And they say, no, the pain's not really there. It's just in your mind. This stuff is not just, it's not really there. It's like what one fellow was saying. He came into certain practitioners and he was trying to get them to pray. And he said, you know, Grandpa is sick. They said, no, he just thinks he's sick. And they said, no, pray. He's real sick. And they come back. He said, he's sicker yet. And you need to pray. And they said, no, he just thinks he is. And finally they said, well, how about your grandpa? You still want us to pray? He said, no, he thinks he's dead now. Well, does he just think he's dead or? Faith in God is not mind games.
Amen.
It is not pretending. It's real faith and confidence in a real God. People pretend. They try to act like they're at places they're not. Faith is a progressive thing. It's a whole lot like physical exercise. The Bible compares the two, spiritual development to natural development. Well, with spiritual exercise, your body can either do it or it can't. I mean, a lot of times, especially if you used to be in good shape, you like to imagine you're still about where you used to be. But there's one way to get a revelation. Right? Go out and run a few laps. Go out and play a game of b-ball. Go out and run across the bases. And a lot of times you ain't halfway there and you're going... Well, you might like to think where you are, but you ain't there. I'm, you know, lifting weights. You might like to think you can lift all this weight, but your body's either there or it's not. And there's no need in you loading the bar till it bends and sways. And you ain't lifted nothing any heavier than a soda can for the last 2 years. It ain't happening. Right? It's just wishful thinking. No, I'm just going to believe it is. I'm going to believe it is. No, you don't. You don't even believe it. You don't believe it. You're just talking. Well, faith is the same way. You've got to find where your confidence is. Faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is not pretending. People talk about, well, why do I have to have the surgery? Can't God, God can do anything, can He? Sure can. But you don't receive according to what God can do. You receive according to your faith. Yeah, God could fix that. But what can you, it's not what God can do. The question is, what can you believe? Where is your faith at? And you're the one that knows that inside better than anybody else. And if you listen to the Lord, He will lead you in line with where your faith is now. And if you use it and follow the leadings, your faith will grow.
Amen.
and it'll increase, and you'll just come up and come. What used to seem impossible to you, you'll get to the place where it seems easy to you and reachable to you, but it doesn't happen in 30 minutes, and it don't happen overnight. But it doesn't happen either by sitting around pretending. Boy, a lot of people, you know, they talk a good faith talk. Man, they can sit at the restaurant and they can talk faith, moving mountains and finishing the work of God in the earth. But it's just talk. And they're not actually using their faith to do anything. They just talk about faith. How are we going to grow up? Have I changed subjects? Have I lost my way here? No. How are we going to grow up? You got to be honest. I've had people come to me before and want me to get involved in projects and want me to believe for things in the ministry. Well, let's just believe for this. Let's just claim this. God can do anything. Let's just believe for this. Oh, it sounds grand, grandiose. And they looked shocked when I looked at them and said, no, that's not where my heart is. You don't believe God would want that? Oh, it'd be great. I'd love it. I'd enjoy it. You don't believe God can do that? I know He can. I know He can. Well, then let's believe for it. And really, what they're saying is, you believe for it because they don't. They're trying to talk you into it because they... Huh? You lift the 500-pound barbell. They won't even lay down under it. They don't even work out. But it's, you can talk all you want to, but there comes a moment when you got to clear that thing. Yeah. And you'll find all these people that love to talk, they're nowhere around. Amen. You got talk, and you got faith.
That's right, amen.
You got pretending, and you got real faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Real faith gets real results. But you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest about where you are and where your confidence is and where it's not. And yeah, if you'd have been feeding your faith like you should have been, and you'd have been following the leading of the Lord and exercising your faith like you should have been for the last 20 years, you'd be at a different place right now in your faith. And so would all of us. But you got to deal with where you are right now. But you don't want to be depressed about it. Just do what you can where you are right now, and you will grow. But can you see it starts with honesty?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grown Up Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603J. That's R1603J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.